To another edition of the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm the Repair of the Breach Ambassador Zachariah Todd Daniel. We're coming at you live and direct from the Embassy of Yisrael Ministries here in the beautiful Four Corners region, what they call the Red Rocks of Sedona, Arizona, back here in Arizona. And the Repair of the Breach broadcast can be heard on what they call on the pagan calendar every Saturday morning between 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on the West Coast and 10 a.m. to 12 noon on the Central Standard Time Zone. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about the calendar and the issue of the new moon and the Sabbath. Now, as you know by now, if you've listened to this broadcast for the last couple months, I'm sure some of you, most of you anyhow, that are paying any attention, hopefully. And we have had a lot of people who have been paying a lot of attention because we can see the activity with the Yahoo groups. We have like 32 members, and we really haven't pushed the issue since it's only been the beginning of March or so about joining and so forth. But the Yahoo groups page, you can join. You can go to the rbnlive.com on the program post section under Repair or Breach. There's a link. Gets you right into the Yahoo groups, and we deal with the subjects of the Sabbath, the new moon, of course, the true name of the Messiah, the Almighty Messiah, and we're going to deal with what day it is today, what they want to call Friday to Saturday, really the new moon day today. We'll be right back on the rbnlive.com network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to Austin wheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're tuned into the Repair of the Breach broadcast. You know, Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Todd Daniel, and also we're broadcasting, transmitting off the shortwave frequency of 11.918 through 11.920, and possibly also on the 6.890 single sideband, so 6.890 as well. Possibly, and so we just want to welcome all those who have tuned in to Repair the Breach broadcast again, and of course to the great RBNLive.com, the Republic Broadcasting Network, second to none in bringing forth the information that you need to hear in this end time in which we live. Now, many today would say that today would be the Sabbath day. If you look at the calendar on your wall, you would just assume, because it's listed as the seventh day of the week, that being Saturday, or the term Saturday, was indeed a name after Saturn, the planet Saturn, and also Saturn was also another name for Kronos, or first in time, first in line. It was the most, revered planet to the planetary worshippers, and the almighty Messiah Yahweh declared that because they received not the love of the truth, he said this to the Apostle Shaul, he would send them a strong delusion, they would believe a lie and be damned. And he would also give them up to worship the hosts of heaven. And indeed, every facet, as we stated many times on this broadcast, every facet of the calendar on our wall, from the months, from the names of the month, which are all indeed of pagan origin, and the days of the week are named after the hosts of heaven or pagan deities or both. They've become pagan deities. Planets and so forth, many have used as pagan deities. And the significance is that the end time scenario that Daniel prophesied about is indeed here and amongst us. It's been here for quite some time, and that they would think to change times, days, and years in Daniel 7:25. And again, they could only think to change times. They couldn't really change time or yank the sun, moon, or stars, which was Yahweh's timepieces for us to observe his times, to find Yahweh's time, his appointments, his feast, his Sabbath, his new moon, Passover, unleavened bread, etc., etc. You would have to use the sun, moon, and stars, and not a calendar that was dedicated to the hosts of heaven. And so last night, if you were observing it all from the east, you saw a full new moon rise last night, what they call Friday night, all the way to Saturday night. Today will be what they consider in Scripture, what Yahweh considers in Scripture, the full new moon day, or just the new moon day. And obviously you've got to pick a phase of the moon to determine from Scripture what that new moon day constitutes, and or what phase of the moon would constitute the actual new moon day. And many would say it's the dark moon. Many would say it's a sliver. Many would say either or both, or it's interchangeable, sliver moon or, you know, a crescent moon or a dark moon, which is the, I guess, epitome of confusion. And the Almighty Yahweh is not the author of confusion. He stated very clearly in his word in the Torah, in the book of Bemidbar, Numbers chapter 10, 9 and 10, verse 9 and 10, he talks about the beginnings of the month or the beginnings of your moon. That's how you get the word month, from the word moon. You can't use, or I should say, you don't have an actual month unless you use the moon. And that yet the calendar on our wall, again, January through December, doesn't use the moon whatsoever, and yet they still maintain that they're months. Well, they're months in a quasi-sense. They're months from a calculated sense, strictly, purely, purely calculation. It has nothing to do with observation whatsoever. Because if you use the moon, like the Scripture says that we should, because he appointed the moon for seasons or appointments, he appointed the moon for signs of feast days. In the first feast mentioned in Leviticus 23 is the weekly Sabbath. Many would say, yes, Zach, but all the feasts are determined by the moon except for the Sabbath. Well, that doesn't exist in Scripture. It says all the feasts, the moon was appointed for festival days and feast days. Look at Sirach chapter 43, 6 through 8, another powerful text in the Apocrypha. And the book of Sirach, S-I-R-A-C-H, and in chapter 43, 6 through 8, it talks about the order of the moon and its purpose for the moon. You know, when it's perfect and complete, when it's full, that's when it begins its month, and it begins its, in its beginning of its month, its perfection, it begins to wane. On a new moon day, that's when it begins to wane. It's when it's at its fullest, and so it begins to wane again for 15 days. And then on day number 16 of the moon, you'll see it begin to wax. Day number 16, you'll see a sliver of a moon, and it'll begin waxing. And then on day 22 of the moon, which will be the third Sabbath of the month, you'll see a waxing half-full moon. And, of course, the 29th of the moon will be the last Sabbath, and you'll see a full white Sabbath moon. And, of course, the full new golden moon, it'll be a yellow color, because one of the words for moon in Scripture was Yalrik, which literally means yellow. So a new moon would be a new yellow moon, literally. So when the new moon has come, you would know that it's come by it shining as a beacon in the night, not when it's dark, when you can't see anything. Sure, the moon is there. It's invisible when it's dark, and it's dark phase, true. But the reality is that that's the beginning, or not the beginning, but the middle of the month, when you see no moon at all. That's during the middle of the month, the middle of its moon phase. But last night, if you were observing it all in the east, you saw a full yellow golden moon at its apex, zenith, and its brilliance, and its plumpest, most brightest stage. It's indeed the full new moon day. Now, many would say, no, last night, Friday night, was the beginning of the Sabbath day. Well, you can prove in nature that it was not the Sabbath day last night, because when the full new moon rose last night, it was the new moon day, according to Scripture, which is a separate category of day from any day of the week. The Sabbath is the seventh day of the week, and Sabbath meaning seven, as well as rest and cease and desist. So last night, when you saw the full new moon, it surely wasn't the seventh day of the week, because the new moon day is just that. It's a separate category of day called the new moon day. It's not one of the six working days of the week, and neither is it the last day of the week, or the Shabbat, or the seventh day of the week. It's not a day of any, it's not any day of the week whatsoever. The new moon day is a separate category, and a category all by itself, out of the 29 to 30 days in a month, in a lunation, when the, you know, the full new moon rises back to when it's full new moon. It takes 29.53 and change days for that to occur. That's why you'll have 29 days 1 month, and 31 months, and 29 or 30, because Yahweh wants us to be dependent upon Him for observation instead of just calculation. In other words, He said to observe His feast, to observe His commandments. In other words, we're dependent upon Him to show us the right way, to show us our dependency upon Him, to let us know when His times begin, not when we want them to begin, you see. And so that's a very, very important point, that Yahweh wants us to be dependent upon Him, and so He uses nature for us to know without a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt, that we're in line and in step with Him, with the nature in which He created us, actually from the dust of the earth, part of nature. All of us are part of nature, if you realize that or not, since we came from the elements of the earth, which is a part of nature, obviously. We have to stay in step with Yahweh and His timepiece to be refreshed in. And you cannot be refreshed spiritually and physically unless we're observing His judgments, testimony, statutes, commandments. Because His commandments are not grievous, like the Apostle John or Yochanan stated. And he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. These commandments are the perfect law of liberty that Yaakov or James stated in a renewed covenant. It's not the legalistic, man-made bondage that the church corporate church world has put on the people, the rules and regulations of men, ordinances of men. And, you know, the Messiah stated that He didn't do away with His Torah. And if you don't keep His Torah, His law, then you'll be submitted to man's law, which really isn't law at all. It's just under the color of law. We'll be right back here on the Repair the Breach podcast. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, listening to the Repair the Breach broadcast. And I'm the Repair the Breach, Zachariah Todd Daniel. And if you would like to be a part of the broadcast and you would like to give in maybe some questions or comments, we have a Yahoo Messenger set up. And the handle for the Yahoo Messenger is Breachmender, B-R-E-A-C-H-M-E-N-D-E-R. If you have questions or comments, you'd like to be a part of the broadcast. Second hour, we'll open up the telephone line. Call in and so forth. Look forward to chatting with you, your questions or comments. But we're talking about the new moon and the Sabbath today, and I want to read a little bit out of the book of Numbers, chapter 10. It states, verse 10, and in the day of your gladness, and in your appointed, and in your appointed times, and at the beginning of your months, you shall blow the trumpets. Now, the beginnings of your month, if you look at the word beginning there in the Hebrew, it tells you what the beginning of the moon is. The word month obviously would be moon. The beginning of the month, or the beginning of a new moon, or a new month, would be, the word beginning literally means the chiefest. It also means captain. Also means head. It also means top. And a sliver does not look like a head. Crescent moon does not look like a top, and it sure doesn't look like it's the chiefest, at its chiefest stage. That moon phase of a sliver or a dark, for that matter, does not look like a top or a head either. But when you see the full new moon rise, when it changes color for the new month, the signal, that's why the color changes from white to golden yellow to start a new month. You know, you've got a beacon, a signal from the Almighty Yahweh to let you know that a new month has begun. Now, if people use the full new moon when it's at its biggest and brightest and plumpest and when it's changed to yellow and golden, and if they use it for the middle of the month, what would the purpose serve of it being just changing yellow all of a sudden in the middle of the month? There'd be no purpose at all for the yellow change or for the color from what go from white to yellow in the middle of the month, showing that it's a faulty discernment of its time. The full new moon time for the new month is when it's at its golden, where it changed back to yellow from the previous month, where it was a wax white, the last Sabbath of the previous month, where it's a wax full white moon. And then when the new month begins, the new moon will become yellow again, start a new month, a signal that something new has taken place. All the other days of the month, majority of those days, it was white. First few days, you'll see it being yellow, like tonight if you look in the east. It'll kind of look a little yellow in the next day or so, first few days after the full new moon. And then it'll become strictly, purely white for the next 25, 26, 27 days or so. So when it changes yellow again to a full new moon, that lets you know that it heralds in, Yahweh heralds in a new month. It screams at you, it's brilliancy, you can't miss it. And a sliver, if you use that for a beginning of a month or a new moon, it's not Yahweh's new moon, it's man's so-called new moon. Because in Isaiah 1, Yahweh says, I despise your new moon. They weren't his new moons or his starting points for beginnings of the month, but they became theirs. And they got so-called their new months or new moons from Babylon and Egypt, where they got the crescent symbol and the dark moon in Egypt and the sliver from Babylon. And a lot of this information that I'm sharing with you is documented through history and, of course, scriptural precedent takes over than any other source. But nevertheless, this is so simple. It seems daunting at first, maybe for the first time you hear it, this information. But the significance of all this is that the Sabbath was the sign of the everlasting covenant, the weekly Sabbath, the fourth commandment. He said, remember the Sabbath to keep it set apart. And if you don't know how to get to the first day of the month, you will never find, which is the day of the new moon. If you can't find the first day of the month properly, the day of the new moon, you will never find the seventh day of the week properly. And that's why this issue is so important, because you have a lot of sincere people today who want to keep the Sabbath, and they're learning about, oh yes, the Sabbath was never done away with, but they just assume by looking on the calendar of their wall, because what their church tells them or what the Jews have said, oh, the Sabbath is always Saturday, has always been Saturday, when that's a lie, my dear friend. There's evidence in history to prove that Saturday was the first day of a pagan week, and it's still a pagan week, but they just moved it from day, used to be day number two, Sunday used to be, and then Constantine said, no, it's going to be day number one, and take the day of Saturn, which was day number one, and put it to day number seven. This was the Catholic Roman Christian Church that did this. And we got to go back to Yahweh's word, use nature, and he said, in nature, clearly seen by being understood by the things that are made. We'll be right back here on the Repair the Breach broadcast. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace.
Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Back here on the Repair the Breach broadcast. You're tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network, also on the shortwave 11.918 and 11.920, also on the single side band, potentially here on 6.890. And again, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the broadcast, we'll take calls the second hour, and also Breach Mender is the Yahoo Messenger, and we'd love for you to be a part of the broadcast. If you got questions and comments, we're talking about the new moon and the Sabbath and Yahweh's appointed times and the feast. We just celebrated the sixth of seven Sabbaths that we were to count seven Sabbaths, and then we were to number 50 days after we're done with that. Next Friday night to Saturday night, indeed, folks, will be the Sabbath. It'll become the Next Sabbath will be the seventh Sabbath of seven Sabbaths complete, and then the following day we would begin to count to 50 days or numbering 50 days. So there's actually two counts. That's why the Feast of Pentecost is known as the Feast of Weeks also, and the Feast of Harvest or Shavuot, or Shavuot, however. But nevertheless, the moon is a vital aspect of getting there correctly, or you won't get there at all if you don't use the moon. And the reason why we are to number 50 days after we have counted seven Sabbaths complete, it would get us to the point in the summer harvest feast or the summer feast that would approximately be the longest day. That day of Pentecost will be generally the longest or thereabouts, the longest day where the sun stays out the longest. See, these things are obviously provable in nature, folks. And that's what's beautiful about Yahweh's timepiece is that it's agriculturally driven, and it's his seasons, his times, and appointments, his feasts. Now, he had three major feasts for us to observe. Of course, there was more, but there was three major main ones that were the Feast of Unleavened Bread, Passover, right? That's in the spring or the beginning of the year or so, first couple weeks and then into the new scriptural year. And then you had, during the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of First Fruits, which was on the 16th, the day of resurrection. That's when the Messiah was resurrected on the third day, remember? He resurrected. He died on the 14th of Abib, Passover. On the 15th was the first day of Unleavened Bread, and on the 16th was the Feast of First Fruit, where the priest would wave the wave sheaf offering and stand up. The high priest would stand up and do the wave sheaf offering. And because he was our high priest, he resurrected. He stood up from the grave and conquered death, hell, and the grave. And so then after the 16th, which was the Feast of First Fruits, the next Sabbath would be the 22nd. The last day of Unleavened Bread, Feast of Unleavened Bread, was the 21st. Of Aviv. The 22nd Aviv would be the first Sabbath of seven Sabbaths that you would count. Okay, well, here we are in time. We just experienced, just last night, the sixth of seven Sabbaths complete. The next Friday to next Saturday for the next 4 weeks, the weekly Sabbath will be observed by those discerned. Now, of course, the majority of the world is going to say, no, it's Friday night, Saturday, perpetually. It doesn't change at all. They'll say, Zechariah, you're keeping a floating Sabbath. And my response would be, no, it's the same phase of the moon. It's the same day. It's Sabbath day. It's not known as Friday to Saturday. It's not known by any of these days perpetually, because those days were dedicated to the planets, planetary worship, to pagan idols and deities. It's just, they have fought to change times, they being the powers that be, the Roman Catholic Christian Church. The Constantine started it, the men of sin, through progression and succession. All the popes, the following popes and so forth, have continued on. That's why the calendar on your wall is known as the Gregorian calendar. January through December is known as, that calendar is known as the Gregorian calendar. Why is it known as the Gregorian calendar? Because it's named after one of the popes named Gregory, Pope Gregorian, or Pope Gregory, if you will. And so it was dedicated to paganism, and we're all accustomed to using it because that's how we relate to people in commerce and interface with people on setting appointments and so forth. And so it's none of our fault. It's just something that is a fact in reality, that it's not Yahweh's timepiece, it's not Yahweh's way or method of computing time. And so it is probably one of the, like I stated before, it's probably the top two biggest deceptions of all time, or they thought to change times. And they've done a great job because everybody's, you know, going along with it in commerce, and it's just something that we have to accept and realize that we've got to be able to change, and let the Father change our hearts, change our mindset, change our thinking about time when it concerns His appointments and His times and His feet. We've got to divorce ourselves from the mindset of the calendar, thinking that all His feasts are found there, or you can look on that calendar and it'll tell you when His feasts are, and that's not true. It will give you a faulty opinion, a faulty calculation every time, without exception, every time. It'll be wrong.
Again, it doesn't use the moon at all, and they call them months. Many believe that a month begins just because it says January 1st or New Year begins at January 1st, and a month is okay when 31 days are over in January, a new month begins in February, 1 through 28. There's another month right there. And they don't use, obviously, the scriptural method of when a month begins. So the Father's calling his remnant back to observe his time, his feast, because you can prove that using a Friday, Saturday, perpetual so-called Sabbath, how it's incorrect. You can prove how it's wrong many times, because the day of the new moon was a separate day altogether. It was never a day of the week. And yet when the full new moon rose last night, and we're still here on the third month of the scriptural month, the new moon day will last till tonight, till evening. You can know without a doubt that it ain't the weekly Sabbath, because right now it's the day of the new moon. And because it rose last night on Friday to Saturday, the new moon did, you'll know for the next 4 weeks that the Sabbath is Friday to Saturday. Not because it's Friday or Saturday again, folks, but because it's the eighth of the moon next week. Next Friday night will be the eighth. That's the first Sabbath of the moon. From the lunar discernment of time, of counting time. The eighth day of the moon, not the eighth day of May or eighth day of June. No, the eighth day of the moon. The eighth day of when it was, where it began day one, where it's fullest and brightest and its most goldenest state, six working days later, would put you at the seventh day of the moon, because you got day number one, day of the new moon, and six working days at seventh of the month, which is the sixth day of the week. Then the eighth day of the moon is the seventh day of the week, first seventh day of the week, Sabbath. It can't be both days. It can't say, well, it's the new moon last night, and it's the beginning of the weekly Sabbath. It isn't going to fit, because the day of the new moon had twice the amount of sacrifices versus the Sabbath. It had half as much. So it can't be the same day or shared, or 2 days could be crammed into one day, and they're both sharing the same day. It just doesn't happen. And for those that say, well, I don't use the full new moon, Zach, I use the sliver or a dark moon to start the month. Well, when it comes on a Friday night, even if that was true, which it's not, but suppose that you still observe a crescent or a dark moon, sincerely in error still. If it's a dark moon or a sliver, so-called new moon, falsely so-called new moon, and it rises on a Friday, it can't be both days. You see, it doesn't matter what phase of the moon you're picking, you can prove it. That Friday night, Saturday is not the Sabbath, because whatever day you pick for the new moon, it can fall on any day of the pagan week. But it'll be a choice of yours. You can either follow your new moon or Yahweh's new moon. Because in Isaiah 1, he said he despised their new moon because they weren't his. They weren't starting when he said to start the count for the new moon. So let me go over some questions, many common questions that are asked about, you know, well, how do you know the Sabbath is determined by the moon? You know, people want to ask that question a lot. I'd like to bring out a point here on the point of the international dateline. Okay? It's an invisible thing that man has created. You know, you could be on one side of the street, just to illustrate. This international dateline is kind of like this. On one side of the street, imagine you got two houses, one on one side of the street and the other on the other side of the street. And in the middle, you've got, obviously, the main thoroughfare road. Well, the international dateline is similar to this. On one side of the road, it's Friday, and on the other side of the road, it's Saturday. You see, it just doesn't fit. It just shows you that they both have the same amount of sunlight, same amount of daylight, same amount of nighttime. And yet, one saying on one side of the road it's Friday, and on the other side of the road it's Saturday. It just shows you, even though those are pagan days, just to translate, just to give you an illustration, it just shows you that it's a time warp. It's not true, accurate time. It's just a man-made invention. There's a couple questions we'll throw out here. Is there any record in the Bible of any days or appointments being kept by a calendar other than by the moon? And the answer to that question is absolutely no. There is no record in Scripture of any days or appointments being kept by a calendar, especially the calendar on your wall, January through December. There's no record of it. In fact, all the instances where the Sabbath, the new moons, all the feast days, they were always determined by the day of, the full new moon. Every one, without exception. Let me give you another question here. Some might have this question. Is there any record of the heavenly calendar being used other than for the Sabbath? Yes, there's many examples to answer that question. Is there any record of the heavenly calendar being used other than for the Sabbath? Exactly. There's many, many, many examples. Yes, absolutely. Okay, so now many might be saying, Zach, are you saying that the calendar count we use for today is a later invention? Yes, it is, folks. It had to be. If it was never used in the Scripture, it was a later invention. It was something, the Gregorian calendar, as we alluded to, was something that was invented. It started with the Julian calendar and then the Gregorian calendar. And this is, these calendars are not that old. I mean, the Gregorian calendar was basically a takeoff the Julian calendar, and it wasn't used during the time of the Messiah and the Apostles. And that's a fact in nature. In fact, for those that continue to want to say that Friday evening to Saturday evening is the weekly Sabbath of Scripture, well then, or it was always the seventh day of the week, and then he would say, well, the Jews have never lost the Sabbath. Well, the Scripture says in Lamentations 2:6, it states that Yahweh has caused Shabbat to be forgotten in Zion. So to state that they never lost the Sabbath would be an unwise position to take, because indirectly it makes the individual state that the Almighty Yahweh is a liar, and he's not a liar. He cannot lie. The Scripture says he can't lie, he can't deny himself, and he can't change. So he can't lie, change, and he can't deny himself. And so he's never going to allow people to use a pagan calendar that was a later invention to substitute and say, okay, here's my Sabbath now, and you can use this because it's more, more readily available to you in your commercial ways, and it's more easier for you to follow. No, he's never going to allow us to compromise, you know, for the sake of convenience or for the sake of commerce. And when you start studying all of the examples in Scripture, the Sabbath was always on the eighth day, the 15th day, or the 22nd day, and the 23rd day. Those are the four times in the moon where the Sabbath, the seventh day of the week, always occurs, that without exception. There's exactly 18 specifically that we've found. There might be more. We're still always digging more. We could dig in for more examples, but there's 18 pinpointed scriptural texts, as well as 72, obviously 4 times 18 would be 72 instances where the Sabbath was always on the 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th. If you can't prove that the Sabbath was Friday evening to Saturday evening in Scripture, then why are you following it? You're following it because of tradition of men, because you just assume that the calendar on your wall is accurate. And I used to do the same thing. I'm not trying to set myself up. But the fact of the matter is, folks, Sabbath was always by the moon. Read Jeremiah 31, 35, and 36 if you need an example. It says that if the laws of the moon, or the ordinances of the moon, laws of nature concerning the moon, if it stopped being used, then they would cease to be Yahweh's people, or a part of the people of Israel. And the covenant he gave, renewed covenant he gave to Israel, that he only came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And who are the lost sheep of the house of Israel? Well, they're indeed every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation, that Ephraim has mixed himself with the nations, Hosea 7:8, and, red, yellow, black, and white, brown, and intermingled with so many nations, because the Father gave a promise to Abraham, and he'd be the father of many nations, not one little area only, not one sect of people only. In fact, to be honest with you, and this is a truthful statement, Abraham was not the father of one little nation. In fact, did you know Abraham was not, quote-unquote, Jewish, with all due respect, folks. He was from Ur of the Chaldees, you know, what they call Babylon or Iraq today. Yeah, he was the father of many nations, folks. You know, it's amazing when people realize that, oh, no, he's the father of the Jews. No, he's the father of the faithful. And yes, indeed, through Yaakov and Yitzhak and everything. And, of course, Yisrael came through Abraham without a doubt, no question. But the point is that Yahweh's peoples, every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation, when they come to faith in Messiah. We'll be right back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Blasphemia.
more back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also broadcasting on the shortwave 11.918 through 11.920, and also potentially, I believe, also on 6.890 as well. And we welcome all of those on the shortwave band here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, we're the Repair of the Breach, Zechariah, Todd, Daniel. We're talking about the Sabbath, the new moon, the feast, and so forth. And we were talking a little bit about the day of Pentecost also, and how that the last Sabbath that we just observed, what the pagan calendar, just to translate, was from Thursday evening to Friday evening, because that was the 29th of the moon. The last Sabbath of the month will always be on the 29th day of the lunar phase. And it was the sixth of seven Sabbaths that we've counted, and so that next Sabbath will be the seventh Sabbath of seven complete. And then the count for 50 days begins. We've counted 7 times 7, which is 49, plus you've got 2 or 3 new moon days, so that puts you about 52, plus 50, it's 102 days approximately. And so for those that are interested in wanting to know when the day of Pentecost or the Feast of Weeks is, it's not going to be in what the pagan calendar gives you a faulty opinion of it is. It's not it's not going to be in May, not going to be in what they call June either. It'll be in what they call July 8th, what they call Saturday evening to Sunday evening from July 8th to July 9th. That will be the day of Pentecost according to the scriptures, because we know the Sabbath will be for the next 4 weeks, because the new moon rose last night, so the new moon day is still today with us right now, from Friday evening to Saturday evening. And that's the easiest way I can share with you folks. That's how you know the Sabbath is when you find the day of the new moon. Since the new moon rose on a Friday evening, the new moon day is from Friday evening to Saturday evening, then the next 4 weeks, the Sabbath will be Friday evening to Saturday. It's that simple. It's not that hard at all. That's why observing the new moon is the key to finding all the feasts of Yahweh. We'll look at Psalms 104:19. He appointed the moon for feasts. The first feast is in Leviticus 23 is the Sabbath, then Passover, then Unleavened Bread, and Pentecost, and of course Tabernacles, and the Feast of Trumpets, and the Day of Atonement. Those are all determined by the moon, and we're excited. It's a time of rejoicing on the day of the new moon here. And blow the trumpet. You got a trumpet? Blow the trumpet. It's still the new moon day till evening. And you're listening to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. We're looking forward to your call, 800-313-9443. Call in, 800-313-9443. Reach Mender also in the messenger. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We've got much more to come.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.